There's something wonderful about discovering a new author, only to find that they have a body of previous work that you were unaware of, and now you can enjoy those books too. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews Something Old and Something New from Elizabeth McKenzie. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. On the spectrum of socially awkward, deeply idiosyncratic, misfit heroines with trauma in their past, the heroine of Elizabeth McKenzie's Dog of the North falls somewhere between Elizabeth Zott of Lessons in Chemistry and the title character of Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine. So if you love a great, damaged, possibly neurodiverse female character, pull up a chair. In the past 24 hours, Penny Rush tells us as the novel opens, I'd abruptly left my job, burning a bridge I was happy to cross for the last time, and I'd confronted my husband Sherman. I know all about Bibi Sinatra and the cocaine. She's on her way down to Santa Barbara to deal with the fact that her grandmother, Dr. Pinzer, has pulled a gun on the person who was delivering her meals on wheels. Penny is picked up at the Santa Barbara train station by her grandmother's accountant, a toupee teddy bear of a man who drives a battered Econoline van he calls Dog of the North. His other dog is a Pomeranian known as Quicoats, but spelled like Quixote. As her difficult grandmother becomes even more difficult, Penny's attention is distracted by her grandfather. Now his second wife is kicking him out of the house. He asks Penny to accompany him to Australia to make one last search for her parents who disappeared in the outback 5 years earlier. They're generally presumed dead, but Penny has never been able to accept it, so she agrees to the trip, and off they go. Elizabeth McKenzie, where have you been all my life, I thought, completely charmed by this crazy novel. I quickly learned she'd already written several well-received books I somehow missed. The immediate predecessor to Dog of the North is The Portable Veblen, which was longlisted for the National Book Award in 2016. The Portable Veblen is set in Palo Alto, California, where a young woman who is named after the philosopher Thorsten Veblen has a low-level job at a hospital. She meets a researcher named Paul Vreeland, inventor of a medical instrument with possible wartime applications. Until Paul came along, all Veblen's best friends were squirrels. But in just a few pages, they're engaged to be married, and the road ahead is far from smooth. The Portable Veblen inspired a rare outpouring of rave reviews, each one commenting on what Jennifer Senior in The Times called its festive originality. Here's Adam Gibson in Slate. No matter how many novels you've read, it's safe to say you've never read a novel like The Portable Veblen. A story devoted to exposing fraud in the defense procurement industry sounds like a John Grisham-type legal thriller. A story about dysfunctional families sounds like a totally different genre. But Elizabeth McKenzie puts them together and then adds a heroine who talks to squirrels. Maureen Corrigan on Fresh Air. Whatever literary category it falls into, The Portable Veblen is totally endearing. And the Kirkus reviewer went with a squirrel metaphor. McKenzie's idiosyncratic love story scampers along on a wonderfully zigzaggy path, dashing and darting in delightfully unexpected directions as it progresses towards its satisfying end, scattering tasty literary passages like nuts along its way.
The books are The Dog of the North and The Portable Veblen by Elizabeth McKenzie. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. At WIPR.org, you can also find our entire show archive with hundreds of great books to choose from. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.